In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Ta-seen meem. These are the verses of the glorious book, the book that makes the things clear. In all truth, we narrate to you some information about Musa and Pharaoh for the instruction of the believers. It is a fact that Pharaoh elevated himself in the land and divided its residents into groups, one group of which he oppressed, putting their sons to death and sparing only their females. Indeed, he was one of the mischief makers. But we wanted to favor those who were oppressed in the land, to make them leaders, to make them the heirs, to establish them in the land, and to show Pharaoh, Haman, and their warriors at their hands the same which they feared. So we revealed our will to the mother of Musa. Suckle him, and when you feel any danger to his life, cast him into the river without any fear or grief, for we shall certainly restore him to you and make him one of our rasuls. We made Pharaoh's family pick him up from the river. It was intended that Musa may become their adversary and a cause of their sorrow. Surely Pharaoh, Haman, and their warriors were all sinners. The wife of Pharaoh said, "This child may become the comfort of the eyes for me and for you. Do not kill him. He may prove useful to us, or it may be that we will adopt him as our son." They were unaware of the result of what they were doing. On the other hand, the heart of Musa's mother was sorely troubled. She would have disclosed as to who he was, and we not strengthened her heart so that she might become one of the true believers. She said to Musa's sister, "Go and follow him." So she watched from a distance in such a way that the others did not notice it. We had already ordained that he would refuse to suck any foster mother. His sister came to Pharaoh's wife and said, "Shall I point out to you a house whose people will take care of him for you, and they will be sincere to him?" Thus did we restore him to his mother, that her eyes might be comforted, that she might not grieve, and that she might know the promise of Allah is true. Yet most of the people do not understand.